This is all of it next up in our hour focusing on podcasts. Something new that's launching next week. It's called Come Through, and it's hosted by Rebecca Carroll, a colleague of ours here at WNYC. You know Rebecca from her work here at the station as a cultural critic and editor of special projects, as well as her work as a critic at large for the LA Times and a regular columnist at Gothamist. Her new podcast takes a close look at race in America in 2020. You can listen to the first two episodes in exactly 1 week on April 7th, and we are thrilled that Rebecca Carroll is able to join me today for a quick preview. Rebecca, welcome to All of It.
Hey, Allison, thanks so much.
So I want to read a bit about the podcast you posted on the website, and then we'll talk about it. It says, it's an election year, and whether people want to admit it or not, race is at the center of every issue: healthcare, jobs, climate change, the media, and more. How are you seeing this reflected, especially in a moment like the one we're living in?
Well, I mean, you know, disaster and crisis tend to really bring race and racism to the fore. And so with the coronavirus pandemic, you know, we're seeing this uptick in anti-Asian American racism in the same way that Muslim folks or people who even appeared Muslim were targeted following 9/11. So it really comes about who has access, whose lives matter and deserve priority in very specific and structural terms. It's like who can afford to work from home, mm-hmm. who has access to health care, whose lives will be respected, really, largely based on how we look in this moment.
So in the podcast, there are going to be 15 different conversations presented over the course of the podcast. How did you decide who you wanted to talk to?
Well, I've interviewed so many folks over the course of my career, like such a broad range of folks from Chelsea Clinton to Fran Lebowitz and Janelle Monáe. And so for this podcast and these conversations, I really wanted to find people who I've never talked to before, but also who I wanted to talk to and who I felt really curious about.
Was there a moment, you do so much work in this area, was there a moment, a thing, a day you woke up and said, I need to do a podcast about this specifically, race in America in 2020?
You know, it's all really of a piece for me. This is really my life's work. It also draws very deeply from my own personal experience, you know, growing up adopted into a white family and sort of building and cultivating and creating Black culture and Blackness and community for me. So it feels like a kind of natural evolution for me. It's what I've always thought about and talked about, and it's what matters most to me. So that it came about as a podcast in, you know, in this form, in this medium right now is great, but it also feels like a natural evolution.
How did you come up with the title? That's the hardest part sometimes.
Come Through is a term, you know, deeply rooted mm-hmm. in Black vernacular and Black culture. You know, it's about the ease and comfort and conversation and community with folks. And so it made that mm-hmm. that made the most sense to me.
My guest is Rebecca Carroll. Her new podcast is called Come Through. So let's listen to a little bit from the trailer so people can get a sense of what these conversations are like. Who are we going to be listening to?
You're going to be hearing from an interview I did with the acclaimed novelist and TV writer Walter Mosley and journalist Pamela Newkirk, who is the author of a recent book called Diversity, Inc., The Failed Promise of a Billion-Dollar Business.
Let's take a listen.
I live in a country where freedom of speech and the right to pursue happiness are the highest goals of the country. And, you know, I'm not going to get mad at somebody and say, well, you got a Confederate flag. I'm glad that I get to see your Confederate flag. I'm glad to hear you say what you're saying because I know who you are and what you are.
Black women are always my protagonists. I always say to people, and I've done this in drafts before, I say, assume everyone's Black unless I say otherwise.
You know, we have a Black press and we don't call mainstream news organizations the white press.
But how is that not racist?
Okay, you want to use the word racism?
I do. I sure do. Yep.
Go for it.
But you don't think so?
Because when you say racism, people stop listening because they don't think it applies to them.
I don't want to give too much away, Rebecca. That's from Rebecca Carroll's new podcast, Come Through. But did you hear anything over the course of these interviews that you really hadn't heard before?
I just want to quickly say that the middle voice you heard in that clip is the writer Kay O'Hagan, who is a writer mm-hmm. on the NBC show This Is Us. So just to clarify that. But in terms of hearing things that I hadn't heard before, I would say that I had a really fascinating conversation with Bishop T.D. Jakes, who is, mm-hmm. you know, this mega church pastor in Dallas and has millions of followers on social. And we kind of moved each other. We were present for each other in a conversation that I didn't anticipate at all. And I think it was because I was so deeply curious, not having been raised in the Black church, not having been raised with sort of traditional faith or religion. I think it was really, it felt very real. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, sort of impressed and moved by how willing he was to kind of be vulnerable.
What do you think about it being an election year that provides a really unique context to look at these issues of race in the U.S., which, you know, have been around for generations, since since the U.S. began?
Yeah, sure. Well, initially, you know, before COVID and coronavirus, you know, it was like this, the stakes are so high. The stakes were and so are so high because the current president is a white supremacist. So we've hit a wall. And we can't afford to really regress any further, particularly in regard to race. I mean, it is a time, I have to believe, that if we move forward with all that we know from the generations before us, that we can affect change, you know. And it's the now is now in the most poignant possible way. We're in a pandemic. So it doesn't get much more urgent to kind of look at who we are as a country and what we believe in regarding humanity and the overall health and freedom and rights of our citizens.
Could you give us a preview of a few of your guests?
I can. So Bishop T.D. Jakes and then the author Robin DiAngelo, who coined the phrase, the term white fragility and wrote a whole book about it. I was super curious to see how that was going to go, especially given that my own book, my memoir that's supposedly coming out in early 2021, is called Surviving the White Gaze. And so that was a really interesting conversation with her. And then I also spoke with the activist and organizer Brittany Packnett mm-hmm. and another author, Basi Iqbi.
We are all looking forward to it. It launches on April 7th. It's called Come Through. It's from our colleague, Rebecca Carroll. Rebecca, thank you so much for taking time to give us a preview. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Allison.